You're listening to the audio production of God the Creator, Audio Bible Study by Randy Frazee, published by Zondervan. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, the story of God the Creator includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with the coordinating study guide, sold separately.
Let me take you on a journey to see arguably the two most famous paintings in the world. To see the first one, we need to travel to the Louvre Museum in Paris, France. It is located on the first floor between the Italy paintings of 1250 and 1800 and the France paintings of 1780 and 1850. It is the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci, estimated worth $700 million. The story of Mona Lisa? Well, her husband, a wealthy Florentine silk merchant, commissioned the painting to celebrate the birth of their second child. If you've never seen the painting in person, you might be surprised at just how small the painting is, a mere 30 inches by 21 inches, or the size of an elementary school desktop or even an oven door. To see the second painting, you have to travel to the Vatican in Rome, Italy, and enter the magnificent Sistine Chapel. When you walk in, go to the center of the room and look straight up, and there it is on the ceiling, The Creation of Adam by Michelangelo. Here we have the strong finger of God reaching out to the limp finger of Adam, giving him life. What is the major difference between the two paintings? Well, artists would have a lot to say about this, but here is what I noticed first off. Mona Lisa's painting hangs in a room all by itself. Her story is completely disconnected to the other stories in the museum. The Creation of Adam, however, is a mural. The story of Adam is connected to a total of 343 other characters. All of the stories are woven together to tell the one grand story, the story of God. God wants us to read the Bible like we gaze at a mural, a tapestry of individual stories that shout out a single message from God. This is what we're going to do in our time together. We're going to look at the individual stories, which I call the lower story, but we're going to show how they are all linked together, which I call the upper story. Michelangelo was dialed in on the very important truth about the Bible. The first 11 chapters have to be understood. If you miss what's going on here, you will miss it all. You will miss God's big idea, what he's trying to accomplish, and even how it was lost.
In the beginning, the earth was a dark, empty blob. God spoke and created the entire world. Light, sky, fish, birds, and animals. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our own image," and created man out of dirt. And the man became a human being named Adam. After 6 days of work, God took a rest. God then put Adam in a garden where there were two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God told Adam, "Eat from any tree except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from it, you will die." Eventually, God caused the man to fall asleep, took out one of his ribs, and created a woman who Adam named Eve. God joined Adam and Eve together in marriage. Later, a serpent came and convinced Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, saying they would become like God if they did. Eve took a bite, and then so did Adam. Because of this choice, God cursed the serpent as well as Adam and Eve and forced them out of the garden, away from the tree of life. Outside the garden, Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain was a farmer and Abel was a shepherd. When they made sacrifices, God accepted Abel's sacrifices of animals, but not Cain's sacrifice of crops. This made Cain so angry that he murdered Abel. People began to populate the entire earth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?